This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, with your weekly reality check. Mike Norris has a choice. He can either resign or convert. I don't mean he should embrace City Hall's prevailing creeds. Disruption has its benefits. A harder look at the city's pace of development is not a bad thing, but that's policy. Every elected official is entitled to his, her, or their own, and to try to change that of colleagues. It's the nature of government. Norris's conversion has to be more self-jiggering. He needs to give his Napoleonic ego a four-year sabbatical and discover his inner Sufism. He should give up the illusion that his power is more than one-fifth of the council, that his word is law, that the mayor's position is defined by authority more than ceremony. He should learn that using his position to humiliate others isn't folksy humor. It's cruel, and judging by where his eyes stray, it's somewhere between madman sexist and a private fetish that should remain private. He should learn that it's not his City Hall, and it certainly is not his staff. He was right to clear his things out of his office there. He was getting too comfortable, too smug, more pasha than mayor, more thrilled by his title than his responsibility to live up to it, which I suspect he could do very well. I think Norris is a good and sincere man at heart, but he needs self-discipline and self-direction. He needs to realize he's the rookie. If he doesn't want to fit in, it's his right. That doesn't absolve him of the responsibility to listen, observe, learn, respect staff, respect the charter, then try to change the world. No one would begrudge him for trying. It's what we elect people to do. But we don't elect them to destroy the village, to save it. This self-aggrandizing ex-soldier seems to have no clue that Palm Coast doesn't need saving. It's not even in trouble. It merely needs steering, which, to City Hall staff's credit, and specifically to City Manager Lauren Johnston's credit, who would be the city's ideal permanent manager, is being steered despite the mayor's carnage. He's made himself superfluous. If he doesn't convert, he'll be a four-year irrelevance. His colleagues will make sure of that. Because continuing as the Mike Norris we've come to know and dread is not a choice. Not with his barrio of buffoonery, the embarrassment of his State of the State address, the puerility of his wanted poster, the insult to city manager candidates of his tailgate interviews. What next? Replacing the best communications department in Northeast Florida with Dennis McDonald? Norris is not the resigning type, and driving him out of office is undemocratic. He was duly elected by a large margin. 63% is landslide territory. The city council has every reason to censure him or express its lack of confidence, but to draft the governor to expel him? Now who's being undemocratic? As Oliver Wendell Holmes put it, if people elect lawmakers who take them to hell, it's their democratic choice. Thankfully, Norris is just one vote, and the council, under the deft and dignified leadership of Teresa Pontieri, who is now the mayor in all but name, the city will not go to hell. For all of Norris's follies, we now have a solid, intelligent, and effective council. He can either be a part of it or play the irrelevant mayor in his self-made labyrinth. It's his choice, but he doesn't have to be our problem anymore. This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.